Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
There we go. It is hour three of the Daily Tip on the MGM Network. Great to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Got the whole crew here. Max, Double D, D-Day. Coming up in our final hour, we will find out the latest on Lane Kiffin and LSU as we bring in Hunt Palmer from 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. In 20 minutes, back to what we saw on Monday Night Football in Foxborough with the Patriots getting it done again and the Giants embarrassing themselves. Our best bets head your way at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. If you want to join us, it's easy to do. Just download the Valley Sports Live app or find us on ValleySportsLive.com. Back to college football we go. Lane Kiffin, the new head coach of the LSU Tigers, after signing that 7-year, $91 million contract, incentive-laden. So to talk about it, we bring in Hunt Palmer, host of the Hunt Palmer Show on 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. Hunt, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. And we know LSU has their man. Was this decision closer than people realized, or was the feeling there that LSU would eventually win out?
It became clearer and clearer that LSU was going to win out. I think as of a month ago, Lane Kiffin probably thought he would be the Florida coach. I think that LSU came open and reached out to Jimmy Sexton, his agent, and then he started to realize that that could be a possibility. I think Ole Miss was going to be a tough sell because that's as tough as it could possibly be to leave Ole Miss when you're 11-1 and have a playoff home game coming up, and he still left. So that tells me he knew that he wanted to move on to what he considered to be a better job. And once LSU and Florida became the two options, he spoke with some people. He mentioned them yesterday, Pete Carroll and Lane Kiffin, and said that everybody that he talked to said that LSU was the one that he needed to take. And so it became clear probably a week and a half ago that LSU was the front runner. He just wanted to coach that team in the playoff. He wanted to coach Ole Miss in the playoff. And when that became impossible, that's when he decided to get on the plane.
So what's the reception like locally? Like, I would imagine people are celebrating, obviously, bringing Lane Kiffin to Baton Rouge. But are they already celebrating, you know, future national championships? Have they already decided that Lane Kiffin is the guy? He is the home run hire. And have people already started counting the championships?
I guess that depends on who you talk to. In this town, when you hire a new football coach or you hire a new baseball coach, the thought is that coach is here to win national championships. That's the expectation in Baton Rouge. You hire a new men's basketball coach, they don't start talking about national championships. That hasn't happened here, and it's not something that people talk about. But in those two sports, baseball and certainly football, that's the expectation. And so when you listen to LSU fans talk, if you can go and average 10 wins a season over the last 5 years, well, she's got 50 wins at Ole Miss over the last 5 years. And 10 wins is what we believe to be the threshold to get into the playoff. Now, we'll see if Vanderbilt gets left out this year. It looks like it's going to be a little bit different. But you can get to 10 wins at LSU. The thought is that you're going to be in the playoff. You're in the playoff, you've got a chance to do it. So, yeah, that's the expectation. I don't know if that's Lane Kiffin related. In fact, I know that it's not. But when you bring in a new coach, yes, the expectation is to win them.
Hunt, when you look at LSU's roster right now, and they certainly have plenty of talent, how close are they to being back in the national title mix? And the portal changes everything. NIL changes everything. We know the commitment is there, but I would think that they're not too far away.
The roster that took the field against Oklahoma is a long way away because, one, they lost five games this year, and two, most of that roster from a starter perspective is leaving. They spent a ton of money in the transfer portal on guys who are either out of eligibility or have eyes on the NFL. So once you look at if everybody just moved on from this current roster, you'd be a long way away. But we know now that the transfer portal can cure that, and a high school signing class can help with that. And Lane Kiffin has already hit the ground running. He was on campus on Sunday evening when his plane landed, and they had three high school recruits show up then, and it went dead yesterday. You can't visit high school recruits now until signing day tomorrow. So he will – LSU's only lost two commitments from this high school class. They'll try to keep that together. And then once the portal opens in January, we'll see what happens. We know that oftentimes when coaches leave one place to go to another – a lot of players follow them. Well, Ole Miss is trying to maintain a lot of that roster by promoting DJ Durkin to the full-time head coach, keeping that entire defensive staff and what they can on offense. Maybe there's not as big a defection from Oxford to Baton Rouge, but then you got to go shopping in the transfer portal. Lane Kiffin talked about the plan that LSU has financially to do that, and we know that he's got a ton of experience, and he doesn't have to get ready for a bowl game. He's not coaching the bowl game, so he can focus all of his attention right now on the signing class for tomorrow, putting a staff together over the next 3 weeks, and then making sure that there's a plan in place when the transfer portal does open in the first week of January. And then you'll see how close you are. It's not about really building a program anymore in collegiate athletics. It's about building a team, and then you build the next team, and then you build the next team, because everybody's a free agent come December. So right now it's hard for me to tell you how close the roster is to a national championship roster, but we'll see in the middle of January what they've been able to do from a talent acquisition standpoint, and then you'll have a better idea.
Obviously, we're still in the honeymoon stage because Lane Kiffin just got to Baton Rouge. But what are the concerns about Lane Kiffin as a coach and what he brings to this program? Like, can you think of any negatives?
Well, Lane Kiffin has never been an elite high school recruiter. He was not that when he was a coordinator, and he was not that as a head coach, but he's never been the head coach at LSU. He was head coach at USC and did a good job there until it fell apart completely the last year and he got fired on the tarmac. But the exits have been sloppy, and that's not on anybody's mind here in Baton Rouge because the entrance is 24 hours old. But as far as him on the field and as far as his ability to win games and produce points, I mean, he's had a top 16 offense every year at Ole Miss and a top 8 all but 1 year. He's led the country in passing. He's finished second in the country in rushing. I mean, there's a lot of positive with what comes with him on the field. I think the negative is probably a little bit on the public image side based on the fact that he's now kind of thought of nationally as a bit of a villain. But if you win games in Baton Rouge, nobody really cares. So that's the other side of it. It's too early right now, I think, for negatives or huge concerns. But you realize you're going against a very, very high bar, high expectations. The bottom never fell out under Brian Kelly here, but he didn't win championships, so he was gone in 3.5 years. So it's the standard at LSU more so than any specific concern with Lane Kiffin.
We're talking with Hunt Palmer, who is host of the Hunt Palmer Show on 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. You mentioned Brian Kelly, and, you know, there are myriad reasons why a head coach doesn't work out at any particular university. But in your mind, what was the primary reason why Brian Kelly just wasn't the right fit or couldn't get it done in Baton Rouge?
It's tough. My opinion on it is that he did not put the proper staff in place at one point. When he took the job, the offensive staff he put together produced one of the best offenses in school history and the best offense in the country. But with that, he hired Matt House and a defensive staff that produced the worst statistical defense in LSU history. So then he bought that staff out and brought in a new defensive staff under Blake Baker with Corey Raymond and Kevin Peoples and Jake Olson and those position guys, and they were very good on defense this year. Just 2 years late after the worst defense they've ever fielded, they were very good on defense. And with that, because he let Mike Denbrock walk to Notre Dame and promoted Joe Sloan as offensive coordinator, for the first time in program history, LSU did not score 25 points or more against a single FBS team. So the offense cratered. He was unable, because he's coordinator dependent on both sides of the ball. Like, Lane Kiffin is not coordinator dependent on offense. He's going to run the offense. He's very coordinator dependent on defense. You've got to get that right. That's the other side. But he's going to handle the offense. Brian Kelly doesn't have one of those. He's got to make sure his coordinators on both sides are up to standard. And he got a great offensive staff for 2 years, and he got a great defensive staff for 2 years. They did not line up. And because they didn't line up, you were incompetent on one side of the ball, and it cost you a lot of games. And I think that's ultimately the biggest reason. You will hear about rounds of golf. You will hear about lack of recruiting, lack of commitment, lack of effort. And I can't speak directly to that. I think a little bit of that is overblown. I especially think the golf thing is overblown. But I think that the coordinator thing is very much black and white. You can see the guys he hired. You can see the statistics on the in the product on the field, and his inability to mesh great coordinators on both sides of the ball, great position coach on both sides of the ball, ultimately cost him his job.
I know we've already talked about some of the negatives for Lane Kiffin, and there's not many. But do you think it's a valid concern that Lane Kiffin comes to LSU with no national championships and he hasn't even won an SEC title when the expectations are this high? Because we've seen this in college football. You can have these great statistics. You can be a great recruiter. But if you don't win the big game, you're out on the job market. So do you think that is a valid concern with Lane Kiffin, that he hasn't won the biggest of games just yet?
Probably not, because you can't hire Kirby Smart. You probably can't hire Dabo Swinney. You cannot hire Ryan Day. You probably can't hire Dan Lanning. So you can't hire someone who's won a national championship or has won a conference championship at the highest level. Like, they're not out there. So you've got to hire the next best thing. Lane Kiffin took a program at Ole Miss that has never played for the SEC championship. They started that game in 1992. There are three teams in that 12-team version of the SEC that have never made it: Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and Ole Miss. That's it. And Ole Miss, he got them to 11-1 this year and lost the tiebreaker to Georgia and Alabama, and he would have gotten them to the playoff. And if the 12-team playoff had existed for the last 4 years, he would have made three of them. So he's reached levels at Ole Miss that were not possible previously. No one had done since the 50s. So I understand that, and certainly LSU hired a coach previously that won more games than anybody in the history of Notre Dame football, which is a pretty big deal, that had gotten to the playoff, that had gotten to the national final, and he didn't get it done. There are no sure things in coaching, but you're not able to hire one at this juncture. There is not a person who's proven that he can win national championships somewhere else that you can bring to Baton Rouge, because there just aren't a lot of coaches out there that have won national championships.
Hunt, before we let you go, a couple minutes here before we go to break, but what is the level of excitement? I would imagine LSU fans, and it's always the honeymoon period, but they got their guy.
Yeah, it's big. It's very high. There's a lot of respect in this town and in the fan base for the offensive acumen that Lane Kiffin has. And people in Baton Rouge and Louisiana have watched Ole Miss for decades be the runt of the SEC West along with Mississippi State. And now you see how intimidating they can be. And LSU has lost 2 out of 3 to Ole Miss, and probably should have been 3 out of 3 to Ole Miss. And he's a guy that has a ton of experience, that has a proven track record of success at a lot of places. He won 2 conference championships at Florida Atlantic, who had just started football and haven't done anything outside of his time there. He transformed Alabama's offense under Nick Saban with Blake Sims at quarterback, a converted running back, and set passing records there. And obviously has done a great job at Ole Miss, and he hasn't done it with a ton of NFL draft picks. And the thought is that at LSU, you can get a lot of those just outside the front door where you can recruit South Louisiana. So it's very, very high. It probably would have been high no matter the hire. Brian Kelly was met with a little bit of a mixed message, but that cleaned up in year one when he beat Alabama, and everybody thought LSU was on the road to taking over the SEC from Nick Saban. That didn't happen. It's a fan base, like many, that gets really excited just about every time something happens like this. New hires are meant to bring hope and excitement. This one certainly qualifies, but now the job starts for Lane Kiffin, and he's got to go out there and build a staff and build a first roster and go win a lot of football games. So the story will tell itself.
He's Hunt Palmer, host of the Hunt Palmer Show on 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. Follow him on X at HuntPalmer88. Hunt, great insight this morning. Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
You bet. That's always how it is when the new hire is made in college football. Oh, this is our guy. We've all been through that, right? Your team finally gets a new head coach. You're like, oh, this is it. This is who we've been waiting for. And then the games start, and you never know.
Or they win a national championship, and then like 2 years later, they're like, we hate this guy. It's like, oh, because he didn't win another national championship. But like, yeah. That's college football. Like, it's mm-hmm. wild. It's what have you done for me lately? And if we don't have a trophy, get the hell out.
Right. No. The honeymoon period always kills me. And I mean, I get sucked into it like everyone else. Every new hire that's made, you think this is the guy. But I do think it's a really good hire for LSU. And Lane, unlike a lot of coaches in the sport, has really evolved over the past couple years. And I think he's going to get it done. Coming up next on the show. Well, the Giants did not get it done. New England has made it 10 straight, and they took care of the G-Men last night on Monday Night Football. We'll talk about it next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up on the show. Mike Vrabel achieved glory as a player in New England, and now he is doing the same as head coach. How much does it grind your gears to see Mike Vrabel and what he's doing with the Patriots? Does it make you angry at the Titans or at Mike Vrabel?
I just feel like this is a part of my fandom now, because first it was watching Derrick Henry walk out the door. Even before that, it was watching A.J. Brown get traded. And even at a college level, like, I went to NC State and I have to watch Casey Concepcion run all over the field for Texas A&M after transferring away from my Wolfpack. So it's one of those things where it's just like, you look at teams like the Patriots and you're like, I wonder what that feels like to be a part of a great fandom where you actually win things and your players don't go to better teams because your team is so terrible. So I wish I could say that my gears were grinded, but at the end of the day, I just feel like I am so cynical and jaded. There's just another check mark on the list of being a Titans and an NC State fan.
That's just the way that it goes. I get that. And you know what? At some point, you'll turn things around. Let me ask you this before we pivot to this game. But I am curious. You know, you asked me about the Commanders on a regular basis, and I'd love to know your take on the Titans. Are they a couple of years away? Are they misaligned? Do they have an ownership issue? Is it a management issue? Is it just a matter of time? Like, where do they stand as someone who follows that team on a regular basis and is close to the fire?
It feels like a team that you shouldn't trust because of the front office. And we see several of these teams across the NFL where it doesn't matter if you have a good quarterback. It doesn't matter if you have talent. If you're not good from the top down, you're not making good decisions.
Yeah.
It feels like you just don't have a chance. Like, look at teams like Cleveland and look at like the New York teams where it just feels like no matter what talent they have on the field, they'll find a way to botch it. And now it feels like the Titans sit in that category as well.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way. Sometimes it just takes a shakeup or something different to get your team back on the right track. But you got a new stadium coming up, so that's, you know, that'll be nice when it's done. When is it scheduled to be done, by the way? Like, it's on its way, right?
Yeah. They already have, like, the base layer. But I don't know. Like, construction, you know, takes forever. So yeah. I am not sure on the date. I would have to Google it. But it's not going to change the product on the field. Like, that's the problem. Like, it's exciting for the city because it means maybe we'll get, like, a college football playoff game or, like, some better bowl game. But for the Titans, like, we still have to improve the product. And I think it's really disappointing when you think it's the ownership. Because here's the thing. Like, owning an NFL team is one of the best business ventures you could possibly, you know, fall face first into. So I don't think anybody's going to be selling the team anytime soon. And like Amy Adams Strunk is not like a bad person. She's not Dan Snyder. It's just, I don't know. I don't want to peg it all on her, but it's just some of the hires have been terrible. She's not a bad person. The culture's not bad. It's just, it feels like it's tough when you don't believe in the ownership.
No, I get that. It makes sense. And I have been there, done that. So I understand the frustration. Frustration for the Giants last night. Got absolutely killed by the Patriots. 33-15. Patriots laying 7.5. Patriots minus 375 on the money line. Total set at 46 and a hook. The over hits. And New England gets it done early on special teams.
Into week 13. Gillen hits it. And the return by Marcus Jones. He can fly. Still going. Still going. No flags. Touchdown, Patriots.
That is Joe Buck on ESPN. Patriots go on top 10-0 after that 94-yard punt return. And the route was on. Drake May, 24 of 31, 282 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Trevion Henderson, 67 yards on the ground. Chelsea, the Patriots. I don't know why I'm yelling at you. Chelsea, Patriots have won 10 straight games for the first time since 2015. Mike Vrabel becomes only the third coach in NFL history with a streak of 10 or more wins in his first season with the team. The Patriots are the real deal.
Oh, absolutely. And it's been such a wild NFL season because it feels like we need so many weeks for these young teams to prove to us that they're good teams. And the opposite is true for some of these entrenched favorites where you look at the Chiefs and you're like, okay, well, it's December. Maybe they can figure it out with five games left on the slate. But like we're sitting at December 2nd. At the end of the day, like the Patriots just keep winning. So I think for the detractors, you sit there and say, okay, you know, the season's almost over. Like how much time do you have left in the season to say, oh, this team's a fraud? I think when you watch Drake May, nobody's calling him a fraud because he's making all the throws, even the ones down the field. And it feels like this is a really complete team. Even last night, they had a special teams touchdown adding to the mix. And it feels like they can beat you in so many ways where it's not just Drake May having to throw for 300 yards. The run game can get going as well. Whether it's Trevion Henderson, whether it's Ramondre Stevenson, it does not seem to matter. We saw that backfield basically split last night. So it just feels like a team that's complete and it's not overly reliant on like a great defense or a great offense. They're just a great overall team.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I know the Patriots were getting some run before the season where people talking about, hey, New England could be a threat. New England could be a threat. They're putting it together. They have a great roster. They have a head coach who knows the culture there, who was part of that winning culture when the Patriots winning Super Bowls. Drake May is coming along, and we saw inklings of that early in the season. And I have to say, I didn't buy into it. I tend to stay away from teams that get that preseason hype, and they weren't crazy hyped, but compared to the rest of the division, you'd hear maybe they can give the Bills a run here. And I thought, come on, guys. But man, they are playing complimentary football, even on special teams last night. This is a team that is a real threat. I still think maybe they're a year away, but maybe they're not. They've caught lightning in a bottle, and right now they are the favorites to win the AFC at plus 425. They're 11-1 to win the Super Bowl because the NFC is just stronger overall. But if you look at the AFC odds right now, it's Patriots, then the Broncos at plus 450, Bills at plus 450, Colts 7-1, Ravens and Chiefs 8-1 to win the AFC. These aren't bad odds. Would you put money on the Pats?
I think the better bet here, and I'm just checking the odds, is maybe for them to claim the number one overall seed. Because, the number one overall seed in the AFC, I should specify. Because yesterday, it was pretty much even with them and the Broncos. I would imagine this has shifted a bit, but that way you don't have to bank on them in the postseason. Because isn't that where the concerns start? Is when you have a young quarterback and you say to yourself, okay, like he's been great in the regular season, but as we've seen, until you prove it in the postseason, it feels like a relative unknown. But three of the four teams that you mention as contenders in the AFC, we have the same questions about. So yeah, it's all relatively speaking to the rest of the field, and it just feels like one of those topsy-turvy years where if you say that about the Patriots, that, okay, maybe they're a year away, they don't have the postseason experience, you have to say that about some of these other teams as well, like the Broncos, who I know have postseason experience, but do you really think Bo Nix is the guy to trust for a team to win the AFC? We still have major questions about their offense. And then you look at the Colts, who seem to be fading down the stretch. Daniel Jones is not 100% healthy, and the Chiefs might not even make the postseason. So maybe you say, okay, the Bills are, you know, the cream of the crop here when it comes to postseason experience. But if there's ever a year where you have a team that doesn't have the postseason experience that can truly win it, it does feel like the Patriots.
Yeah, it really does. And I'm just amazed by the development of Drake May. You know, it's that perfect progression that you want to see in the NFL. It's the ideal progression, but that you don't always see because playing quarterback is so difficult at this level. Right now, he is the favorite to win the MVP at minus 120 at BetMGM. Matt Stafford right behind at plus 115, who has a great case as well. Disappointing loss against the Panthers, but he's right there in it. And when we saw the flashes the rookie year, last year, and then early in the season, I think it was, has anyone seen the deep ball that this guy throws? I mean, he has perfect arm talent, and now we're seeing him round into that full-fledged elite quarterback. Imagine winning the MVP in your second season in the NFL as a quarterback. And Mike Vrabel, I thought this was surprising. He said, I came to New England because of Drake. And certainly, being a Patriot, knowing the Patriot way, being a part of that team had a lot to do with it. But you don't want to go somewhere and take a job if you don't have a franchise quarterback. And Vrabel said, yeah, I knew he was the guy, and now we're seeing it happen right in front of us.
Absolutely, and that absolutely makes a difference when you get a quarterback on a team that has some other good pieces around him. Because like I said, it's not just Drake May, it's the defense, it's everything about them. Even though you look at last night's game, and I don't think we learned too much from the Patriots beating up on a bad Giants team, but I do think it is damn impressive that the Patriots keep stringing together wins, because there is something to be said for that in the NFL, where we've seen it like this past week where the Rams stubbed their toe against the Panthers, and the Panthers played a great game. But I think we're all waiting for like this bad game to happen for the Patriots. Maybe it's already happened. Maybe it was one of those games where they still won, but just did not play up to their normal standards, like looking at that Bengals game where they only won that game by six. But we keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, it's December 2nd. There's only four games left.
Oh, man. I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, we're there. Like, we're past the point of, who is this team? I love the phases of the NFL. You know, weeks two, three, four, all these overreactions. This team sucks. This team is really good. And then midseason, we're like, all right, now teams are starting to round into form. They're defining who they are. Their identities are taking shape. And now we know. Like, now teams are jockeying for playoff positioning. We know who teams are, and the Patriots are a damn good football team. The Giants are not. They lose for the seventh straight time. Third since firing Brian Daboll. No real surprise. Jackson Dart returns to this game. Returns to the league after missing two games because of a concussion. He goes 17 of 24, 139 yards. Touchdown pass to Darius Slayton. But Chelsea, he continues to take these big hits. There is that one highlight where he's running towards the sideline. Clean play. But, I mean, he was de-cleated and then sent into the sideline, into the players. And maybe that's not a perfect example, but he kind of turned upfield instead of just going straight out of bounds. And he's got to learn to get on the ground, or his career is going to last like 3 or 4 years, and he's going to have those concussion issues like Tua Tagovailoa had, where it's going to affect his level of play. I understand when you're young and you're in the National Football League and you've got all sorts of talent, you feel like you're invincible, but he's naturally going to take a lot of hits because he's a quarterback for the Giants. Okay? You will get your hits whether you like them or not. He's got to find a way to be smarter in that aspect.
Well, especially this year when you're playing for nothing.
Right.
Because I understand he is a dynamic runner, and that is part of what has made him successful thus far in the NFL, is that he is a shifty guy and a hard guy to tackle. Wasn't the case last night. That tackle was pretty dead on. Mm-hmm. But it's the accumulation of hits. And here's the thing. If you want to last in the NFL as a quarterback, you got to learn to be more of a pocket passer, and that's fine. We've seen guys do it. We've seen it with Lamar Jackson, which is a wild, you know, transition from what we saw in college to now. You know, last year he put up some of the best passing numbers we've seen in years, and he still didn't win the MVP because Josh Allen was that good as well. But my point being is that if you want to be the face of this franchise, you have to be on the field. And whether it's concussions or other injuries, because that's the thing. If you're running all over the place and you don't have great protection, you're going to sustain all kinds of injuries. So we've already seen it this year, especially in a year where, like, your team is not playing for the postseason. So maybe just hold off on some of those runs.
Yes, just a little bit. And his... it was really fascinating listening to his quote after the game where he goes, "I'm not playing soccer out there. You're going to get hit." It's like, yes, yes, I know. But don't take those unnecessary hits, especially early on when he's already taken so many. He came back from sitting out two games because of a concussion. I mean, I don't know how many more times you need to sit out because of a head injury to know that maybe you need to change the way you play the game. I don't know if it's learning to slide. And he knows how to slide. I just think he doesn't want to do it. But, man, as good as the Patriots are, the Giants are a complete opposite. It doesn't matter if Brian Daboll is there or not. They are just a mess.
Yeah, speaking of a mess, the worst play in this entire game might be the most embarrassing play I've ever seen.
Yes.
The Giants kicker missing the ball entirely and kicking the ground. I've literally never seen that.
I have not either. Didn't even touch the ball. It was like trying to watch one of those college kids on game day kick a field goal.
Oh, no.
Except worse. Didn't even touch the ball. Giants football. Catch the fever. Coming up next for both teams, Giants and Patriots, each on the bye. Coming up next, best bets are ready to go. And yes, the Donkster is here. That's all coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. It is the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger on a Tuesday. Come on, Double D. A little something. There we go. Woo, trying to get myself going. I don't know why I can't wake up this morning. You know how it is. You have an extra day off, and then you go from the regular, oh, I'm sleeping in a little bit, to all of a sudden I'm up at 3:45 or up at 4 a.m. It just takes a while to get back in the groove, so that's what I'm doing.
Ah, I feel like my body's just confused. It's like, wait, what are we doing?
Huh?
This is the middle of the night, but I don't know. How awake do you ever feel doing this show? Like, it always feels like a fever dream to me because right. I don't know about you, but I take a nap after this show.
Yeah.
And then I live like my normal, like, stay-at-home mom life where it's like, was that whole career just a dream?
Well, pretty soon you can sleep in all you want. But it just takes a while. It just takes a while to kind of like get back in the groove. Even though I've had like a whole thing of coffee. I miss Roger. Where's Roger? Because I went in this morning to pour myself a cup from the big vat of coffee he always makes. And you know what I got? Slop. You know, that whole like syrupy drip. I'm like, oh, nope, nope, nope. We're not going to do that. There's something about Roger's coffee. It's like when I go out and do the Commanders. They have like a Starbucks machine, which is awesome, like with the coffee beans in it. And so it's like, nah, this. So I just like pour out whatever gross coffee I made at home, my Folgers or whatever, and I make a huge thing of Starbucks, and it's so good. I don't know what Roger puts in his. I think it's just that special Roger magic.
Yeah, the MVP of Odyssey.
Really?
So you can't make your own? Like, is the machine at the station? Like, can you bring in your own coffee and be like, I don't know what this slop is, but I'm putting my own in and making my own pot of coffee. Can you do that?
You can. I mean, I can make it at home. So, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I can make my own pot of coffee. It's just not the same. I feel like I was going to say I'm not good at making coffee, but it's the most basic thing in the world. Maybe I'm just not getting it strong enough. I don't know what it is. Maybe I just need more of it. I don't understand what it is. I think I just like someone else to make it for me. Maybe because I'm a child.
No, I think that's fair. Like, I always make coffee at home, and I get these, like, new exciting flavors. I'm like, I'm not going to need to go to Starbucks.
Right.
And you know what I still do during the week? I still go to Starbucks or whatever coffee chain because it always tastes better at, like, those boutique-y places. And here's the other weird thing. I feel like coffee that we make at home tastes good when I make a full pot, but when I try to make a single cup, I don't know if it's like the ratio is off, but I can never get that right.
Oh, I'm the same way. I always make it too strong. Then what's your what is your strategy? You're a coffee drinker, right? You're an iced coffee guy.
Yeah, this is cold coffee. So what I have today is pretty basic. We got an Advent Nespresso calendar at the house.
Okay,
so
nice.
This was day two or day three. We started early because we have a trip coming up.
Nice.
We want to make sure we hit all of them. But this was three. This was day three of the Nespresso Advent calendar. So you make it beforehand, put a little syrup, put a little creamer in, store it in the fridge so it's nice and cold and ready. And therefore, it is always the perfect cup.
Sounds great.
The perfect I'll always cup. Think of, who is it, Penelope Cruz that's on those like Nespresso commercials. She's like, Nespresso. And it's like all fancy things. I feel like they get like the best actors to advertise for Nespresso. I think they also have George Clooney.
Oh, yeah. And they have someone else too. It's Clooney, it's Penelope Cruz, and someone else. I used to have an espresso machine, but it got too expensive.
What happened?
I sold it. I spent none of it. Like, it's awesome coffee, but I was trying to cut costs. And it, I mean, and especially if you drink a ton of coffee. Like, for me, I'm always drinking coffee, which is something I'd like to get away from at some point. But when you're always drinking coffee and you're always putting expensive pods in an espresso machine, it's just like, it's amazing coffee. But then I'm like, I'm spending a ton of money on these pods every month. And I finally just had to say, I can't do it.
I feel like my coffee expenses are none of my business. As a millennial, I just feel like that's one of those things where it's a life expense.
Right. Well, I say this.
Whatever it costs, it costs.
I say this, and then what will I do? Before I go to have a doctor's appointment this afternoon, I will run home, and I will grab an iced coffee from around the corner, which will cost me like $7. So I don't even know why I'm complaining. Like, I'm being a big hypocrite right now.
Yeah, just don't track it. It's none of your business.
That's right. What I do is none of my business. Do you think I'm going to be accountable for my actions, the money I spend, how I treat other people? Absolutely not. Could not care less. I'll tell you what I do care about. Winning some money. Not our best night last night, but we're back at it. So let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea. Early in the week, what is it, a Tuesday, December 2nd? Whoa. Give me a winner.
All right, best bet is going to be in college hoops today. Going to go with the dog in UC San Diego and Nevada. So UCSD is getting 4.5 points here. UCSD has been on an absolute tear. Sometimes I like to peek over at the College Insider mid-major top 25 poll to see if there are any mid-majors who are making waves early in the season. UC San Diego is one of those, ranked 11th in that College Insider mid-major poll and standing at a perfect 7-0. During their Thanksgiving break, they went to a tournament at Disney World and shot the absolute lights out. Shot 51% from the three-point line over the entirety of the tournament. Right now, one of the best shooting teams in all of college hoops, the second best field goal percentage of any team in college basketball. And also, they've been good as underdogs this year. A perfect 3-0 outright as dogs. Meanwhile, you look at Nevada, and it feels like the market's been a little too high on the Wolfpack this year. Just 3-5 against the number. And plus, it just feels to me, if UCSD keeps shooting the way that they shoot, even on neutral courts, because keep that in mind, when they went to that tournament, it wasn't their home court, it was different rims. I feel like it's going to be tough for Nevada to keep up. So especially when they're getting 4.5 points, let's go UC San Diego getting 4.5 on the road at Nevada.
All right. Good luck to you. I am going with a little hockey, a little stick and puck. How about that? Stars in the money line tonight. -130 taking on the Rangers at the Garden. Now we're seeing -135 at BetMGM. I found it at -130. Here's the thing. Early in the season, I was not big on the Rangers, but they were good to me last year. And you know how it is. You'll have a team or someone you back on a player prop, and that'll carry over into the next season. And so that's what I did with the Blue Shirts. It did not work out. They have been really bad when playing at the Garden. 2-8-1 this season. They're only averaging 2.63 goals per game. Now you've got the Stars in town. The Stars, one of the best teams in hockey, and they have been road warriors. 9-1-3 on the season, and they have won four straight, and the Rangers are awful at home. This is an absolute fair price on a favorite and a team that is much better than the Rangers, who just have not gotten it done at the Garden. Let's go Stars -130 on the money line.
Yeah, why would you take the Rangers? As somebody who follows hockey very closely, I have no idea. I don't think I've bet on a single hockey game this year. I think the Predators are bad, which is upsetting as well, because like we don't have the Titans who are good, but sometimes you can say, oh, well, we'll go to Preds games. Those are more fun anyway.
Yeah.
And the Preds aren't good either. Like from the like 2 seconds of research that like sometimes I flip on the local news and I'm like, the Preds lost again. So that's my hockey expertise for the day. You're welcome.
Can I get you before the end of the year to bet on one hockey game? One. Ooh. I've been begging for 4.5 years. One bet. One. I don't care if it hits. I don't care how ridiculous it sounds. I will humor you and act like it's the greatest bet in the history of sports wagering. Just one hockey bet until the end of December. You have time.
Well, I have to check in on my team. Remember I got that shirt on clearance at Lucky Bundle for like 10 cents about
oh, you're an
the
Avs
Colorado
fan.
Avalanche?
You love the
yeah,
Avs.
I'm an Avs fan. Duh. I was just checking up on them. 18-1
They're
and
awesome.
6.
Yeah.
First in the Central Division? Those are my people.
Well, that's why you got the hoodie. You nailed it from the very
They're
jump.
Minus 325 today.
Yeah. Take it on the Nucks. I mean, the Avs have been unbelievable. See, that's why you're a hockey gal. You know exactly what you were doing. All right. Exactly. He's here. He's back. Dogster, what do you got for us? What's going on?
Good morning. Has everybody missed me?
No.
Crickets.
Dead silence.
No. I have a question. Do you guys think Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick are going to break up?
Oh, no.
No idea.
I do. He went 4-8 this season. I think she's ready for something different, like maybe a farm animal.
That sounds gross.
Just wait until she gets countersued by Pablo Torre. One more L, and she'll be in my stable before you know it.
Okay. Like those glasses. Know where you are. Do you have a bet for us?
I do. Chelsea's favorite team, Avalanche, minus 325, hosting the Canucks.
Oh, value
my
play.
God. Wow. Minus 3. Chalk donkey for a reason. Okay. Woof. Okay. About a minute left to go. 45 seconds. What are you doing today?
Hopefully I get a nap in. I'm going to the
nice.
Gym. Maybe we'll go to Costco later. I don't
Ooh.
Know if we'll have enough time. Just another banner day for me.
That sounds awesome. What am I doing? What do I always do? I'll grab some coffee, going to the doctor. I'll come back with some sort of blockbuster story. And here I am, held together, toothpicks, and tape. Still getting her done. Guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. It is always great to be with you. Glad we had the whole crew back on a Tuesday. That's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a fantastic day. Good luck in your bets. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.